Welcome to the Klamath Tribes podcast. This is Hannah Schroeder with the Klamath Tribes Education and Employment Department as a youth engagement specialist. Today I am here with five of our youth council members. If you'd like to go ahead and introduce yourself, that'd be great.
Wakisa Gausasis, Olivia Miller, and I am the female co-chair for the Klamath Tribes Youth Council.
Wakisa Gausasis, Elaine Gilchrist. Hello everyone, my name is Elaine Gilchrist, and I am the secretary for the Klamath Tribes Youth Council.
Wakisa Gausasis Lance, Nea Ilsikni, Chomodokni, Choaskewi. Hello everyone, my name is Lance. I am Klamath Modoc and Pitt River and the male co-chair of the Klamath Tribes Youth Council.
Wakisa Gausasis, Shakala Jackson. Hello everyone, my name is Shakala Jackson, and I am the treasurer for the Klamath Tribes Youth Council.
Wakisa Gausasis, Mia Hutchinson. Hello everybody, my name is Mia Hutchinson. I stand on Youth Council as a social media director.
All right. So we're going to start off with how many youth council members do you guys have all together?
All together, we have 15 members. We have 5 officers and 10 at-large members.
Okay, and where does the variety of youth council come from? So, you know, is it just based in Chiloquin? How many kids do you have in the area of Chiloquin? Do you guys know that?
We have some kids from all over. We have kids from Beatty, Klamath and Chiloquin. Most of our kids are from Chiloquin, but we got a couple there in Klamath, and I think three from Beatty.
Mm-hmm.
Bonanza, yeah. Yeah, Bonanza.
Okay, and what is the age range for the youth council?
The age range of Klamath Tribes Youth Council is 12 to 24, and so anyone from 12 to basically graduating and after.
Okay. So can I ask you guys, what is the mission of the Klamath Tribes Youth Council?
The mission for the Klamath Tribes Youth Council is, so I'll read it. The purpose of the Klamath Tribes Youth Council is to provide a collective voice and represent Klamath Tribal youth in all matters that concern them, to serve as a means of mobilizing and coordinating actions of youth, other community members, and organizations toward positive goals, to promote the development of future tribal leaders, to coordinate school and community service projects, to protect and preserve the cultural and traditions of Klamath, Modoc, and Yahooskan Paiute people, and to provide opportunities for youth to interact for fun and fellowship.
Okay, thank you. When did you guys all start Youth Council? So what year did you start, and how long have you been on Youth Council?
So I started Youth Council, I think, last year, or in the summer last year, yeah. Yeah, that's when I started.
I started last year also, and it was my first year.
I started the 2019-2020 year right as we went into COVID, where the Youth Summit was online. So when I was voted in, we were online, and then the next year we moved to in-person.
I've been on Youth Council for over like a year and a half now. I started in 2022.
I can't remember when I started. Was it 2019?
Yeah.
Yeah, I started in 2019, and I was an at-large member for that first year, for a couple years, and then I was secretary last year, and now I'm female co-chair.
All right. So, Lance, can you tell me, what is your opinion of what a youth council should look like?
So I have been on youth council for a couple of years, and so I have a pretty good idea, I guess. Going to conferences and stuff, I've also seen how other youth councils are ran, and basically what should be expected from what a youth council does. I think that for the most part, they should be a collective voice for the youth. So they should speak out for matters involving the youth, speak out for issues affecting the youth, and just advocating for what we need.
Thank you. Mia, what do you think the benefits of joining a youth council are?
So far, being on youth council, there has been a lot of benefits. I've learned a lot more about my culture And, you know, I was able to travel different places like Louisiana. And I know that there's many other places. Like earlier February, traveled to Arizona. So you get to, like, learn and travel and experience and meet new people. And, yeah, and they become lifelong memories.
Mm-hmm. Olivia, what events do the Youth Council participate in or host?
Well, for our Youth Council, we do a lot. We do community events, like we help out with tournaments, like family events, like bingo and such. We also help with elders, and we do like luncheons for them and a bunch of different things just so they can be more involved, along with more things to involve the youth as well.
Okay. Shakyla, what is something that you would like to, in the future, see the Youth Council do?
I would like to see our Youth Council plan our own events and get more youth involved in more activities and cultural events.
Elaine, in the future, how would you advertise the Youth Council out to the youth? What would you tell them? Like, if you wanted them to be on Youth Council, how would you explain Youth Council to get them motivated to run?
For school events, you know how we just did this sticker shop? I think that's, like, a great way to show youth what Youth Council does, just because we were a part of it, you know? And just doing events to show them, like, what we do is good for the community. Just, like, stuff like that.
Okay. Lance, what is the sticker shock? Can you explain to me more in depth of what sticker shock is meant for?
Yeah, so sticker shock's been a part of Youth Council since even before I was on. In fact, I'm pretty sure you were the first Youth Council to do it, Hannah. So for the most part, we have these big tourneys that go on. And it actually just happened. Today is the 22nd of March. So we have a whole bunch of family members coming around and friends that come down for big tourney. And it usually involves a lot of alcohol drinking and the use of tobacco, just because of partying and whatnot. And so what we do is we go into these stores and we sticker all the alcohol and the tobacco products just to spread awareness about adults buying alcohol for youth.
How has that personally impacted your life, Shakyla? Is there a way that the sticker shock has impacted you?
I feel like it's brought more awareness to more adults for them just to be aware not to buy alcohol for youth. And I feel like...
How does the sticker shock impact you personally?
It impacts me personally also by just... When I get older, I know that it is bad and that other adults shouldn't be doing it.
I can say that I have seen kids that struggle with issues like alcohol and tobacco use reach out to me and talk to me about the fact that they have noticed that some of these products have been stickered and that they've taken note of that.
So how do you run for Youth Council? What do you have to do to run? Is there, you know, I know there's a summit, but what do you have to do? Olivia, do you know?
Well, if you're planning on running for Youth Council, one, you should be dedicated to running to it. Like, it's a big, you have to be dedicated to what you're doing because it involves a lot of you. Like, it's, even though we're a big group, we need more individuality in the group as well. So when running, you like want to be serious about it. And then when we go to the summit and stuff, you have to attend the summit and you also have to like do a speech in front of everybody. And at first it's really scary for people, but that's like a part of being Youth Council as well. Like getting used to speaking out and like being more open to everybody else.
Mm-hmm. So being part of Youth Council, when I joined as your guys' advisor, I noticed a lot of you were very shy and quiet. Do you guys think that, Elaine, Do you think that you are a better speaker now? I know before, you know, there was some incidents where I may have put you on the spot and it was scary, but now do you feel comfortable being at this podcast talking to the people?
Yes, I do, definitely. There's still some learning that's, like, you know, to come forth. And I think being on youth council is, like, a big part of that. Like, being confident, it, like, teaches you just, like, everyday things that you should know. But I definitely do feel more comfortable speaking out in public and, like, in front of large people or a group of people. And it's just, it makes me feel good because I used to be, like, really shy or, like, not being able to talk in front of people because I was too scared. But being on youth council, you learn that. So, yes.
So this summer, you guys went to Washington, D.C. for a trip called Unity. What was the biggest impact that Unity had on you, Shakyla?
The biggest impact that Unity had on me was me being able to make new connections with new people and make new relationships with other people from different areas, and also just being in different areas of the world and just being able to be part of that.
What were the things that you guys did when you were in Washington, Lance? What did you guys get to participate in?
I feel like Washington, D.C. was a really good trip just to travel, I guess, because we did a lot of touristing in that area just because we knew that for the most part none of us would go back. We went and saw all the monuments like the Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, the World War II monument, I guess. And we did a lot of sightseeing during that trip.
Olivia, what do you think you see for the future Youth Council? What was your vision for what our Youth Council should be in the future?
Well, my vision for the future Youth Council is, one, I really want a lot more youth to join because I feel like getting to know your culture should really be important, especially to Native Americans, since, you know, not like our tribe, our culture and traditions were taken away from us. So, like, for the future, I really want more kids to join just so they can learn about, like, who we are, where we came from, and stuff like that. And then I want them to learn about our old traditions and incorporate that into the next generations to come.
Mia, how were you introduced to Youth Council? I know you didn't get to come in as early as everyone else, so what introduced you into our Youth Council?
Honestly, I think, honestly, you, Hannah, I was asked to join Youth Council for, like, a very long time. And then just, like, one day when you asked me, I just, like, was like, okay, am I actually going to do this? Like, you know, and, I just kind of just was like, by you. Yeah.
Elaine, what is your favorite memory so far of being on Youth Council? What do you think has impacted you the most of being on Youth Council?
My favorite part on being on Youth Council is just going to events with each other, you know, like, not totally, like, the travel part, but, like, being together, like, it feels like we're making, like, not, like, a difference, you know, but, like, we're being recognized in our community, and, like, that's what really matters, you know? And, yeah. Yeah.
Shakyla, so there is a lot of younger youth on Youth Council. I believe you guys, as the five positions, are the older youth. Working with the younger youth, how does that make you feel? Do you feel like you're leading them the right way? Have you made that connection with them?
Yes, I do feel like we lead them more as we are older and we have more experience on Youth Council. And also we can guide them by making better decisions and also lead them in a way that they can represent our community better.
Lance, how do you think, what is your vision for the Youth Council in the next 5 years? What would you want the Youth Council to be? You know, would you want their own department, or is it going to be a bigger group? What do you think the Youth Council should be?
I think the same lines as what Olivia was saying. I would like to see a bigger participation in Youth Council. I think we should get as many kids involved as we can because it keeps them out of bad situations and it does help them bring them back to their culture. I think that department-wise, we should probably end up getting our own department so that we can better manage our events, our funding, and run a little more like an actual council and a little less like a program, especially when it comes to the weird community volunteering that we are being opted in for. I feel like that we need to move towards actually running as a council.
Mm-hmm. So since you have been on council, Olivia, have you got to participate with the tribal council? Like, have you been to tribal council meetings and learned from them?
Yes. I feel like as a youth council whole, we've connected with the tribal council a lot because we're also learning from them. And we've been invited to their council meetings and stuff to just see how it's ran and see, like, what's happening in our community and maybe find ways that even we can, like, include ourselves in that. Just because we're youth and we are future leaders. And when going on these trips, we usually have a council member with us who's, like, helping us show, like, how we need to represent ourselves and stuff like that. Like, they're just big role models for us, I think.
Elaine, since you are in the youth council, I do know that part of youth council is kind of expecting you guys to be the future leaders, like Olivia was saying. Would you see yourself running for tribal council in the future?
I definitely do. I think youth council helps with that, just because, like, if you're, like, a chair for youth council or, like, or something, like, you have a position for youth council, it just, like, it makes you feel good, like, because you're, like, something, you know, for mm-hmm. youth council. And so I think in the future, being on youth council and going to youth summit to, like, make a position or, like, make a speech for a position you want to be in really helps with the future and if I want to be on tribal council or not.
So Olivia, I know you've helped with the youth summit. What is a youth summit? Can you describe to us what you guys do?
Our youth summit is like, we're kind of like a, it's hard to explain. So, well, one, we bring a lot of youth together in our community. This past youth summit, we tried getting a lot of other tribes around to come join us just so they can see how we do things and maybe they'll be able to teach us how they do things. When doing our youth summit, we kind of just want to be able to bring opportunities to our youth, like give them workshops to do and stuff like that. I think that's the main point. And, you know, we are like advocating for them to join youth council as well, but we also just want them to be involved in events that we hold and stuff just so they can just be involved, like, with cultural things that we do and things that we want to teach them for them to learn and stuff like that. I think it's just a growing experience for them.
Lance, you've been to, I believe, 3 youth summits. What was your favorite part of the youth summit?
I think of last year, I don't really know if I had a favorite part. I think we did a really good job having icebreakers. So we kind of got to get to know all these other kids and these other youth councils that we invited. I think previously my favorite part of the youth council or the youth summits, we're just getting to stay in the dorms because when we got to stay in the dorms, we got the kind of college experience, staying on campus, having that commute kind of every day to get from the dorms to the conference. So,
I don't know.
Olivia, what was your favorite part of all of the youth summits you've ever attended?
My favorite part of each youth summit that I attend is meeting people and getting those connections because, you know, these people can be lifelong friends and stuff and, like, just people you can reach out to if you need anybody. If you're feeling lonely, these kind of events, like, help you, you know, just interact with people because I, like, think that people need people and that's what helps us, like, get into the world as youth and stuff like that.
Hannah, how have youth summits evolved since you've been on youth council?
So the first youth summit I went to, it was not on campus. We didn't get to stay on campus. We had to go every single day, get on the bus and at around like 6. And then we would go to OIT and come back. And there wasn't as many people. This youth summit this year was the most people. Before it was like 20 to 40 kids. So it wasn't a lot of kids. And there are kids I knew. It was all the kids that were already involved in the community. And so we all knew each other and there wasn't a lot of people we can, you know, meet or discuss stuff with. The breakout sessions, it was mostly college stuff. And I think that's great because you guys are on the campus and doing college, you know, you're supposed to experience that college life. But all we did was like college classes. But, you know, when you're coming from a tribal, if you're tribal, there's a lot of other stuff that you guys experience, you know, drugs and alcohol, depression, all this other stuff. And I feel like you guys get to talk about that. There was a men's group at the youth summit, and I wish that was around when, you know, I had my brother on youth council. Maybe that could have helped him. I just think the breakout sessions were good. And then the food. We got sack lunches. From what I remember, I think it's definitely evolving. I think it helps that I got to experience youth council myself and see what I need to do to change it. And it's still a working process, but I plan to help you guys do that. Shakyla, you guys travel a lot. What do you guys have to do in order to travel, especially during the school year?
During the school year, to be on youth council also, you have to have good grades and keep them up the entire year, not just only to travel, but just to be on youth council. And also the events that you participate in and attend.
Do you think, Mia, since you've been on youth council, what is the best thing you've learned so far?
Ooh, culturally, the best thing I've learned so far culturally is my language. Before stepping in the youth council, I didn't know a single word. And it's definitely culturally the best thing I've learned was my language.
So I know you guys are in school, you play sports, you're on youth council, you know, you have your own lives to live. What do you think is the hardest obstacle while being on youth council, Elaine?
The hardest part of being on youth council, like during those things, I think is definitely sports or school. Like my experience with being on youth council and school is a little bit difficult, especially when you have sports. Like I played basketball and I have to have good grades for basketball and youth council. And when we have events planned, we usually do them like after school or sometimes during school. But usually I would have like basketball practice after school or something, and like times wouldn't match. So it was just like having to figure out my schedule, and it was just a little bit more difficult.
Do you think that your time management is a lot better now that you are on youth council? Like, do you think that this has taught you how to be more, I guess, responsible with your time and how to plan stuff?
Yes, I definitely do. Being on youth council helped me be more organized and help my time like be more better, just like to plan stuff, because when you don't really do that, then it's like really off, you know. But being on youth council, I've learned that it's better to plan stuff and have a better schedule in what I'm doing.
So you guys have bonding activities. What usually are the bonding activities? Like, what have you done so far and what would you like to do for the bonding activities in the future, Lance?
So living kind of in the area that we live in, we don't really have a lot of things that we can do. So our go-tos are usually bowling and movies and watching movies. I think that bowling is always a good one because it's a good way to get out and get some exercise, and there's always some food at the bowling alleys. I would like to do something a little bit more different than like what we usually do, you know? I think our upcoming bonding activity is going to be bowling, which I'm still excited for, but maybe we can make a longer trip next time and go to Medford or something.
All right. Well, I believe we're about to wrap it up. Since this is your guys' first podcast that you have done, how do you feel? Has this gave you more experience in the communication? Mia, how do you feel about this podcast?
Me? So far, so good. It's nice. It's cool. Yeah.
Shakyla?
I think it's fun, and I think it's just a new experience.
I think I like the idea that we're doing podcasts so that we can get our voices out to just a little more than who sees us on the day-to-day, and then we can kind of give an insight to what youth council is really about.
Elaine?
I think this podcast that we're doing is a good way to hear our voices, like, through something else, you know? And I think it's just awesome, too, because it's something new for us that we haven't done on Youth Council yet. So I just think it's good.
And Olivia?
I think, like, doing stuff like this is really helpful for us, not just because it's helping us advocate for the Youth Council, but also hopefully, like, letting us get new connections to people, like, maybe someone else with, like, a different business or, I don't know, maybe they want to start podcasting us too or recording or like, you know, getting to know us. And I think this will help people ask more questions and probably want to be more interested in what we do because we are the youth and we are the future leaders. So
yeah. Right, so I mentioned you guys have 10 youth council members. Can you go around the room real quick and introduce them just so everyone knows who's all on youth council? Go ahead, Mia.
So the first two is Leilani Wilson and Maggie Hicks.
Shakyla?
I'm introducing Scarlett Schroeder and Azlea Weezer.
Lance?
I'm representing Taylan Kalama and Travis Jackson.
Elaine?
I'm representing Natasha and Sienna Roberson.
And Olivia?
And I am representing Malalani Wright and Shayla Ochoa.
All right. So if you guys have any more questions about the Youth Council, we would like to do more podcasts. And if you're interested in joining Youth Council, we will be having our Youth Summit that gives you more education about Youth Council. It is August 6th, 7th, and 8th. If you're interested, you can go ahead and contact me at hannah.schroeder@climatetribes.com. Thank you, everyone, for joining, and we hope you have a great evening.
Bonjour.
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 Bonjour.